Welcome. You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith, amateur radio operator W0NX, featuring the June 2025 The Spectrum Monitor. We'll begin with TSM Reviews, Uniden UBCD160DN Digital Scanner, by George Fiesola. An image on this page shows the handheld radio, a USB cord, two batteries, a wrist strap, and a short, flexible antenna. The caption reads, Uniden Bearcat BCD160DN, $250, handheld digital scanner, features, bandscope rapid system, channel number tagging, narrow band reception, and search features. DCS, CTCSS, rapid decode instantly detects and displays subaudible tones, so you can quickly determine the system settings. DMR included, NXDN included, 1,000 channels. However, trunking and APCOP25 modes are not supported. Courtesy Uniden. Back to the text. VHF and UHF radio have always been an enjoyable part of the radio hobby for me. In my student days, I proudly owned one of the realistic Pro 2006 scanners. Later on, I acquired a Yupiteru MVT-7100. Both of these are still going strong on the second-hand market, I am happy to say. The Yupiteru was a milestone in its time, as was my long-term firm favorite, the ICOM ICR20, mainly on account of its recording facilities and wide coverage. More recently, I have enjoyed using several Uniden scanners. Above all, the popular Uniden UBC125XLT, because of its great ease of use and versatility. I belong to some scanner-related Facebook groups and other fora, and I try to keep up with the latest developments in VHF, UHF, and scanner technology. Therefore, I was more than happy to accept when Justin Godefroy at UK radio trader Moonraker offered me a review unit of the new Uniden UBCD160DN handheld scanning receiver. Technical details. The Uniden UBCD160DN works with digital and analog frequencies alike and covers a frequency range of 25 to 960 MHz without gaps, UK version. It offers the following key features. A total of 1,000 memory channels, 10 memory banks at 100 frequencies. Modes are broadcast FM, AM, and general FM, narrow FM, wide FM. There is a basic band scope mode feature. The scanner receives digital modes, DMR, NXDN, DPMR. APCOP25 and trunking are not supported. It decodes CTCSS, continuous tone code squelch, and DCS, digitally coded squelch systems. There are three assignable search ranges, 22 service searches and 10 custom searches. Easy PC control is via the ARC260 software, e.g. from the Dutch firm Boutel, €39.95. Website Boutel, Boutel.nl/shop/Uniden/59-ARC260-software-download.html. There are a number of options useful for customizing this scanner, including band default borders, band scanning and searching, memory banks, editing banks and channels, modulation, priorities and delays, alerts, and much more. This makes the unit very flexible and suitable for all users, from the casual scannerist, is that a word, to the more methodical frequency collector and monitor of interesting and legal to listen to local communications. The manual is clear and offers extensive detail on how to manage this radio to the best effect. I particularly liked the quick search and custom naming facilities, which enabled you to get started right away when on the road, at a race, air show, or other event, and when you have a reasonable idea of where the action should be found. Two images on this page show first the front view of the radio. The radio is on. The screen reads WA Fire 162.5000 MHz. The caption reads, Front of BCD-160DN, courtesy Uniden. The other image is a close-up view of the top of the radio. The caption reads, Top view shows BNC antenna connection, headphone jack, and multipurpose volume squelch menu select knob, courtesy Uniden. Back to the text. The UBCD-160DN can be charged via its USB port using the supplied USB data and charging cable. The radio has a charge timer function. However, the default charge time is a whopping 14 hours. The scanner gets its power from two 2300 milliamp hour nickel metal hydride batteries, which are included. You can, of course, use other suitable rechargeable ones. I find the Panasonic Eneloop Pro most useful for many of my radios and portable devices. You may also use alkaline batteries. In terms of form factor, the UBCD-160DN is identical to the UBC-125XLT. It measures 67 width by 32.7 depth by 115 millimeters height without the BNC mount antenna, knob, clip, and any other outside projections. It is lightweight at about 175 grams, 261 grams with belt clip and BNC rubber ducky antenna attached, and with rechargeable batteries inside. The LCD display is of the 64 by 128 full dot matrix variety with a pleasant orange backlight. The backlight color scheme cannot be changed, but there are some options as to when the backlight turns on, including on squelch opening, and how its contrast can be adjusted. The tone-out option allows the radio to silently watch up to 10 different channels for catching paging tones, which is very handy indeed if you wish to use this as a kind of silent pager alert receiver. You'll eventually hear the comms when the initial tones have been decoded. The screen is not a touch screen, which works for me. The rubberized keys are both hard-wearing and sensitive to the touch, and offer a reasonable haptic click and audible beep when selected, feedback when pressed. The arrangement is slightly different to the Uniden UBC-125XLT. The small internal speaker at the bottom end of the radio's case front is of the 24-ohm resistance variety at 0.8 watts maximum power. See the next section for some tips on external speakers. Please remember that the Uniden UBCD-160TN scanner is classed as a conventional model. This means single-channel operation. Yes, DMR and NSDN are included, but the scanner will not support the monitoring of the trunking formats of these two systems. This makes it less complicated, but it may not suit some users. The UBCD160DN also does not offer a close call facility. This seems a shame, as it significantly restricts the scanner's usability when taken out and about, as compared, for example, with the UBC125XLT model. Antennas and accessories. I began with a little light music on the FM broadcast band. It is good to have this available. Apart from the older ICOM ICR20, I have rarely had a scanner that could receive FM radio, so this was a nice surprise. The FMB band runs from 87.3 to 107.95 MHz European version. For those times when you need a break from listening to exhausting voice comms, you may quickly program in a few of your favorite FM stations. The sound of music on the built-in speaker is quite acceptable for portable use. If you want more, you can always hook up a good, passive or powered, speaker to the scanner's headphones output or use quality headphones. I connected my Sony SRS-XB12 powered speaker and achieved a nice room-filling sound. Or you could use your BHI speakers and noise suppression devices. Less snap, crackle, and pop definitely makes for a more relaxing monitoring experience. If you prefer the imperturbable security guard look, you could try one of those over-the-ear earphones. Of course, you could use a powered or passive speaker for voice communications too. Many scanner enthusiasts would not be without one. Alternatively, you could switch in an equalizer, like the BHI ParaPro EQ20B DSP, the Jiegu GNR1, MFJ616, or the Heil PRAS. The ELAD SP1 looks stylish in the shack and offers excellent DSP functionality, which can be useful on some bands. In any case, my Sony yielded a substantial audio clarity improvement and worked very well with this radio. Talking about accessories, the scanner did come with a USB charging and data cable and hand strap, but an actual charging plug was not included. Maybe we can assume that everyone has one of these at home already. I certainly have a drawer full of them. On the bands, I use this scanner mainly for airband listening and found it to be very sensitive with the right antenna. For many, the supplied BNC set-top rubber ducky antenna will be more than enough. My main VHF and UHF antenna for the outdoors is the Moonraker Scan King Discone. I also deployed various rubber duck-style set-top antennas next to the included BNC one, and my all-time favorite, the very versatile, multi-purpose Diamond RHS-1000 telescopic. It is very hard to come by these days, except at radio rallies, and it is the bee's knees for scanners, in my opinion. Moreover, I sometimes use a rubber-headed PC-type stylus pen for key presses with all scanners. I live near Wharton BAE Systems in the northwest of the UK. As expected, both civilian and military comms from there were coming in strongly. UK AFG 2025 for frequencies. On the whole, I think that on airband, the UBCD160DN is about on par with the UBC125XLT. However, the UBCD160DN also brought in many aeronautical communications from a little further afield, signals such as automated ATIS services. On DPMR, I was pleased to receive a regular stream of voice communications. There are many hill walkers and hikers here, and local businesses use 446 radios too. I was surprised at the number of local CB radio transmissions I caught with the radio, but shocked by the widespread use of foul-mouthed language here. Time for CB to be much more tightly regulated here, I feel. In general, this scanner delivered very good results with PMR, DPMR, 433 LPD, and PMR, 446 LPDs. Short-range, low-power devices, allowing me to keep abreast with local events and incidents, and the activities of our public services. The relevant frequencies relate to one another logically. They are accessibly grouped in the pre-installed service search function. For example, if you select ham radio, you will see 5 pre-configured search banks covering the 10, 6, 2 meters, and 70 centimeter amateur radio sections. This kind of feature is great, and it makes managing and logging any catches much more convenient. You might use a website such as Radio Reference UK or its US equivalents as a basis for populating this scanner with frequencies. Receiving non-voice signals. Then there are, of course, several other non-voice signals that the UBCD160DN can resolve within its wide area of coverage. I tried some ACARS first, the Aircraft Communications Addressing and Reporting System. I can just cover VHF ACARS here, since HF ACARS is outside of this radio's range. The principal VHF ACARS frequencies in Europe are 131.525, 131.725, 131.825, and 136.75 megahertz. Two images on this page show first a vertical antenna. The upper half of the antenna is a single vertical element. The bottom half of the antenna is several elements that are flared out. The caption reads, Moonraker Scanning Disc Cone Antenna, $88, covers 0.05 to 2,000 MHz. Courtesy Moonraker, moonrakeronline.com. The other image is a computer screen screenshot. The upper part of the image has menu options. The left side of the screen is text. The right side of the screen appears to be spectrum displays. The caption reads, with some auxiliary software, Zorn's Lemma 11.42, the ACARS messages from the UBCD160DN could be resolved. The program on the right of the screenshot is Freecher, courtesy of the author. On the next page is an image. It's a screenshot of a computer screen. There are several windows open and layered on top of each other. The bottom of the image reads ARC260 software. The caption reads, you can use the ARC program to manage the scanner's memories and other functions. Courtesy Boothole Software, Netherlands. Back to the text. Check relevant ACARS frequency allocations in your country. USA 131.55 MHz, 130.025 MHz, and 129.125 MHz. I set the UBCD160DN to one of the main European ACARS channels, 131.525. And soon the messages came flooding in. I used the Zorn's Lemma 11.42 decoder to decode them. The right-hand side of the screen grab is the Freecher Audio Analyzer application. I live in quite a privileged QTH here, below one of the main aerial crossroads of the UK, in the northwest of the country. Plenty of aeronautical traffic across the Irish Sea and the Atlantic passes over here, and Liverpool and Manchester airports are not too far away either. The scanner proved to be sensitive to data signals. To get the best results, I would recommend that you invest in a good outdoor antenna, such as a disc cone or a customized VHF airband aerial. However, bear in mind that the Uniden UBCD160DN does not decode AC-ARS transmissions, unlike, for example, the new Olinco DJ-100. I deployed the Zorin's Lemma 11.42 software suite, review, radio user, February 2020, 63-66, to decode the signals, but there are many other programs available for this purpose. Among those, I do like the new Black Cat BC AC-ARS decoder. BC also distributes some other great signal decoders, for instance, for WeatherFax and RTTY. Conclusion. To sum up, the new Uniden UBCD160DN offers many more features and functions. Overall, I found this scanner easy and intuitive to use, especially if you add the Boothole software. The scanner is a conventional one, and it is easy to program. My favorite features are the quick search and service search options, which cover most scanner enthusiasts' main areas of interest, and include three customizable banks. An image on this page shows a chart of the Uniden BCD160DN frequencies. The chart reads as follows. Band defaults. Frequency range 25 to 29.6. Step 5 kHz. Mode AM. Band petroleum. 26.965 to 27.405. 5 kHz. AM. CB Class D channel. 27.41 to 27.995, 5 kHz, AM, Business Forest. 28 to 29.68, 20 kHz, Narrow FM, 10 meter ham. 29.7 to 49.99, 10 kHz, Narrow FM, VHF low. 50 to 53.98, 20 kHz, narrow FM, 6 meter ham. 54 to 71.95, 50 kHz, wide FM, VHF TV. 72 to 75.995, 5 kHz, FM astronomy. 72 to 75.995, 5 kHz, FM, astronomy. 76 to 87.95, 50 kHz, wide FM, VHF TV. 88 to 107.9, 100 kHz, FMB, FM broadcast. 108 to 136.9916, 8.33 kHz, AM, commercial air. 137 to 143.9875, 12.5 kHz, narrow FM, military land mobile. 144 to 147.995, 5 kHz, narrow FM, 2 meter ham. 148 to 150.7875, 12.5 kHz, narrow FM, military land mobile. 150.8 to 161.995, 5 kHz, narrow FM, VHF high. We'll continue this article next time. Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.